Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we have a pair of guests joining us from Columbia College, the Dean of Career Technical Education and Economic Development, Dr. Klaus Tenbergen, as well as the school's Fire Technology Program Coordinator, Shane Warner. We've been talking about new initiatives Columbia College is putting in place to help connect students to the workforce and in turn help the local businesses and the economy. Shane Warner, next thing I'll ask you a little bit about is, it seems to me that this is probably a prime time to get in and start at Columbia College with a new scholarship that's available, free tuition for many students, correct?
Yes, BJ, this is a promised scholarship that was initiated, and I just think it's important to let people know out there in our community that we as a college have opened, you know, the door for people coming out of high school and area communities to come up to Columbia and take a look around, because there is free tuition that's going on currently at Columbia College. One of the things, I've been a 30-year alumni member of Columbia College, and I just wanted to let people know that when I was looking for colleges to go to, these types of things weren't available to us during that time. And I just think it might be valuable for the students out there that are looking to go to college, or maybe not even have thought about going to college, giving them an opportunity to actually go out there and possibly, you know, take a class and get into something that they may have not been able to currently either think about or get involved with due to the cost.
Yeah, now is the time to dive in. Dr. Tenbergen, anything else to add on that topic?
Yeah, this new program, the Columbia College Promise Scholarship, will make it possible for qualified local public high school graduates to attend Columbia College full-time, tuition-free for two consecutive semesters if they are enrolled immediately after graduation. The program will be in a three-year pilot program, funded by a gift from individuals and community partners who care deeply about the education for our local youth. I think it's important to understand that the Promise Scholarship Program will remove the tuition barrier that often stops promising young high school graduates from pursuing their education, while connecting them to support services to help ensure success at the community college level, especially Columbia.
Is that across the board, too, whether you're going into fire technology or if you're going into culinary, whatever it may be? It
makes no difference what they're studying. We, of course, you know, we have so many, besides all the different CTE programs we have, we also have transfer degrees. And having a transfer day coming up in the days to come, which leads the way or the pathway into the four-year institutions, if it's part of the UCs, the Universities of California, or there's CSUs, the California State Universities, like Fresno's and Sac State and Stanislaus and all of these surrounding four-year universities, which helps students to obtain a transfer degree or an associate degree, which not only through a scholarships opportunity, which we have available at the Columbia College through the foundation, but also through the tuition we pay at a community college level, which is less than $50 a unit, where the tuition at the four-year institution is way higher. So students not only get their experience at our local college, but also it's a big money saver for them if they want to continue with their education.
And Dr. Tenberg and Chief Warner talked earlier about the reaccreditation with the fire program. Are there some other reaccreditations at the school as well?
We also had reaccreditation for our hospitality management program. They are accredited by the ACF, the American Culinary Federation, Education Foundation Accreditation Commission, which has now granted us to accredit our programs through June 2022, and especially our associate degree in hospitality management, in culinary arts, baking and pastry arts, as well as certificate of achievement in the same subject matters, culinary arts and baking and pastry arts, were included. They did a review of curriculum, and especially our lab students and lab students' learning outcomes, as well as what we do and how we do faculty professional development, faculty training, the state of our teaching facilities, and the community partnerships we have established.
Cool. culinary arts, that's a little bit of a passion for you and your background, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually started off as an apprentice in 1977, long time ago. I did 3-year apprenticeship in Germany. So when the opportunity came up in the state of California, I was, of course, heavily interested in making this opportunity available for our local students.
These apprenticeship programs you've been talking about, as mentioned, they run for a certain amount of period. Are you optimistic, you know, looking forward in the years past that, that the state is going to continue to invest in these initiatives?
It's not only the state, but we're currently figuring out how to sustain these efforts by not only providing the students with support, but also how we're going to serve our rather large service area for the college, which reaches all the way from Mariposa to
Oakdale.
Shane, help me out
Oakdale.
Here. Oakdale, Pine Grove. Mm-hmm. We're delivering some instructions over there. And so we're looking for new innovative ways to deliver these instructions across our service area.
We're going to take another break. We're talking with a pair of guests from Columbia College on this weekend's Motherlode Views, Dr. Klaus Tenbergen, Columbia College's Dean of Career Technical Education and Economic Development, and also Shane Warner, who is Columbia College's Fire Technology Program Coordinator, talking a lot on this weekend about initiatives that Columbia College is putting in place and has in place to connect students to the workforce. We'll continue with our final segment of Motherlode Views in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.